So perhaps you've heard the moon will cross in front of the sun in a week's time, producing a total eclipse of the sun. Oh, you have heard. Well, weather permitting, the full effect from this celestial event will be viewable across a swath about 70 miles wide, stretching from Oregon to South Carolina. Jacob Fenstam from Here and Now contributor WAMU has a story now about the people who will go anywhere and do just about anything to be in the path of totality.
Guy Brandenburg is hunched over a work table under fluorescent lights.
Yeah, so this is almost put together.
He's building a telescope to watch the eclipse. He designed the entire thing to disassemble and fit back together, like IKEA furniture, he says.
Did I actually thread this?
Brandenburg is an eclipse chaser, and he's heading west on August 21st, flying to Wyoming, where there's less chance of cloudy skies. This telescope he's building, half of it will fold up into his carry-on, the other half will be his personal item, because you can't exactly walk on a plane with a 4-foot telescope.
I hope this works. I haven't seen anybody do this.
Brandenburg is a retired middle school math teacher in Washington, D.C. He saw his first eclipse in 1994 in South America, and like many umbrophiles, as eclipse chasers call themselves, he describes it in almost religious terms.
I mean, it's spiritual. It's deep.
This will be only Brandenburg's third eclipse hunting adventure. And I say only because some of the real hardcore eclipse chasers have logged dozens, spending down their savings to travel to the far corners of every continent. So what is it about a total eclipse that drives people to such lengths? Michelle Thaler is an astronomer at NASA headquarters here in Washington.
I never thought that seeing a total eclipse of the sun was high on my priority list.
She saw her first total eclipse in Egypt in 2006, and before going, she was more excited about seeing Egypt than seeing the eclipse.
And then what happened is the eclipse turned out to be far more profound and far more changing. I mean, I'm not sure I was the same person after the sun finally began to brighten up again.
She says at first, the changes are subtle.
The sky starts to get cool and dark a couple minutes before totality. And all of your instincts all of a sudden start to kind of freak out. Something's going wrong.
Then as the moon moves in front of the sun, there's a black hole in the middle of the sky and all around it, 360 degrees of sunset.
So standing in the middle of the desert, watching this happen, all of a sudden it feels like you're standing on another planet.
And it's not just the weird sci-fi factor. Thaler says a total eclipse makes you feel a deep connection with the solar system, watching as these celestial objects align perfectly to cast a shadow directly on you. Another eclipse may not cross the same spot for thousands of years.
I've never actually felt more on a little sphere hurtling through space than that moment. As everything was lining up and everything was changing, I mean, you could swear you could just fly right off the Earth.
Here we go. Look at this. Oh, my God, it's coming. The moon's shadow is coming.
Michael Kentrianakis, who's seen a total of 20 eclipses, shot this video on a flight from Alaska to Hawaii last year, literally chasing an eclipse in a commercial airliner. His excitement is infectious. The video went viral with millions of views.
Look at that! Whoever! Totality! Totality! Oh, my God!
Kentrianakis, who now works for the American Astronomical Society, saw his first eclipse when he was 14. He borrowed money from his parents to sign up for an eclipse bus tour in Canada. It was $400, a lot of money for a teenager in 1979.
It was an astronomical amount of money, if I may say.
Ever since then, he's had his eye on 2017.
It was like, when's the next one in America? And it was August 21st, 2017, 38 years from now.
Kentrianakis has followed eclipses to the jungles of West Africa, the southern tip of Argentina, and the forests of Siberia. His obsession helped pave the way to a divorce. His wife just didn't understand the time and expense.
I felt that I was hurt that maybe she didn't understand how much of a passion it was for me. And this is probably true of many people.
But for him and many others, the sacrifices are worth it. Kate Russo is a clinical psychologist based in the UK. I talked with her over Skype. She's also a devoted eclipse chaser. She's written 3 books about the psychology of eclipses and what drives people to the ends of the earth to see them.
In fact, my first book, I called it Total Addiction.
As in addiction to total eclipses. And she says eclipse chasers do share some traits with people addicted to drugs, but with one big difference.
Normally, there's this concept of habituation, And that's the idea that whenever you experience something again and again, you either need a bigger hit to make it more exciting, or over time, the novelty seems to wear off.
She says the novelty never wears off chasing total eclipses because each one is so different. As for this upcoming eclipse, the 12 million Americans who live in the path of totality won't have to do any chasing. They can just look up. And experts say as many as 7 million more people could travel to that zone of totality. Guy Brandenburg, the retired math teacher, says it's worth the trip and the traffic.
Because you're only going to see it once, probably in a lifetime.
Unless, of course, you get hooked. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston in Washington.